97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome to the show. My guest today is Abby Zarkin, creator of Sweeten Creek Candy Company. Abby, thank you for joining me today.
It's so nice to be here, Sharon. Thank you.
Thank you. Abby, Sweeten Creek Candy Company, what is it?
Well, it's a tiny independent confectionery here in Chapel Hill. I produce handcrafted toffee in my own home licensed kitchen as a home producer. And I produce and distribute it to local retailers and having a great time with it.
Why toffee?
Well, it's something that I've been enjoying making for friends and family over the years. This is probably a story so many of your listeners have heard. You know, people love to prepare holiday gifts and other things. And eventually, depending on the situation, it turns into a hobby business and then a real legitimate enterprise.
What makes your toffee so special?
Well, you know, it's a really good question. Toffee is such a saturated market. You take a look at the shelves of specialty food stores in the area, and you'll see dozens of different toffees. It's a very old traditional candy. There are tons of recipes online. People love to produce it in their homes as gifts. But my toffee is a little different in that it's reverting back to the old style, traditional, natural ingredients. It's all hand-poured, handcrafted, hand-cut. Everything about it is done as a labor of love before it's packaged and distributed. And so I think it's a little different because it appeals to someone who loves that luxurious, simple flavor and texture and crunch of that delicious toffee product.
How did you develop your recipe? Or is it handed down from the generations in your family?
Well, I wish it had been a family recipe, to be honest with you, but it's just something that I've been refining over the years, playing with, and found a combination of those proportions of the butter and the nut and the chocolate that really appeals to my palate, and it seems to be appealing to others as well, I'm delighted to say.
Are you the only person in your company who prepares all this toffee?
In fact, I am.
Ooh.
I roll up my sleeves, put on that apron, and I start the process until from the measuring and weighing all the ingredients to delivering the cases of finished product to my customers.
Now, you say you deliver cases. Does that mean you have commercial customers?
I do.
And you also the consumer can walk in, or is it 100% commercial?
Well, at this time, my business is really a production and distribution business. I find clients who are retailers themselves and want to offer this product to their customers. So I service really the retail channel.
How do you market your company? How do they hear about you? Do you go to them or do they come to you?
That's a great question. Well, the way I've started the business really is through corporate gifts. And from there, I developed one by one retail channels who I thought had a brand that was consistent with the brand that I wanted to create for my product. And eventually, one channel after the next, people have decided to try it out, and they've been able to offer it to their customers, and my channels are growing one at a time.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is there a lot of competition? You mentioned that there's all kinds of toffee on the shelves. Do you have a competitor in the Chapel Hill area who does what you do?
Well, Sharon, in fact, I do. There are some terrific products offered by local producers, some at a small scale and others at a fairly significant and impressive scale. And actually, that was one of the challenges that I faced when I was trying to decide whether to go break into this business in the first place. You know, the important thing to me is not to try to look like anybody else, but rather to find ways to differentiate my product from the others that are out there. And while they're all toffee on the inside, they may look a little different, or they may enrobe or cover their products differently. But I was trying to go for something that didn't already exist in the local market, something that was more of a high-end gift item, something that when you look at it, it just exudes luxury. And that's the kind of brand that I'm trying to bring to this market. And hopefully I'll be successful approaching it in that way.
Understand. That is unique. And that's very special about it. Now, you mentioned luxury. I'm sure a lot of our listeners would say, all right, I have to have this toffee. Why don't you give us your contact information, Abby?
Well, thank you for asking me. The best way to contact me is probably through my website, which is www.sweetencreekcandy.com. That's S-W-E-E-T-E-N, creekcandy.com. If you forget how to spell it, you can think about the street that I live on, Sweeten Creek Road, which is right up here in the northern end of Chapel Hill behind East Chapel Hill High School.
That's how you decided to give the name to your company, is the street you live on.
Well, you know, it happens that I'm lucky that I live on a street that has this delightful name to it, sometimes frustrating because I have to always spell it out loud whenever I have to order something.
Yes,
but.
Yes.
But it just it's a fun name, and it seems to work well with the image that I'm trying to promote with my product.
Right. Did you say you created in your kitchen?
Yes, I did. I did say that.
All right.
That's, in fact, what I'm doing.
So if consumers want your product, they have to get it online. Is that a fair statement?
Well, the best way to get my product right now is to go onto my website to see which retailers locally offer the product. Because of seasonality and weather concerns, it's difficult to ship a chocolate product. So electronic commerce sales are not something I want to pursue in the hot months. But as weather cools, then that's the time to go online and I can ship it to you then.
With that, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about Sweeten Creek Candy Company. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Abby Zarkin, creator of Sweeten Creek Candy Company. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guest today is Abby Zarkin, creator of Sweeten Creek Candy Company. Abby, when we left off, you mentioned that you create the candy in your kitchen. What federal or state requirements did you have to deal with to get a license, I guess, to do what you do?
Well, that's a great question, Sharon. Well, of course, in any kind of business, you need to go to multiple levels at the national, state, and local to get permission and zoning and all of those requirements. For a home producer, depending on the product that you're making, you have to go to the Department of Agriculture, for example, to get your home kitchen inspected, process reviewed, ingredients reviewed, labeling approved, and as well as the nutrition analysis, if you decide to put nutritional content information, that has to go through or could go through a state-recognized agency as well. Of course, making sure that my neighborhood and my street is zoned to permit some kind of business was one of the first things I had to do before investing further. So all of those are required at the local and state level. And then, of course, federal taxes, state taxes, all those registrations are also required. And we can't forget county. There are some additional county requirements. So, I mean, the list is pretty long. And one of the challenges of starting a business like this is to know exactly what that list looks like and to make sure you have all the right licenses that you need before shipping your first product. So,
My goodness.
Yeah.
How long did that process take? It seems like it'd be years getting all those licenses in place.
Well, it could, but I actually took about a month to do all of that. I feel like I went through it in lightning speed, and a couple of these things I had to revisit because of the way I decided to form my business entity. I started out as a sole proprietorship and then decided later on that it would be best to form a corporation, an
right.
LLC corporation,
right.
In fact, is what I've done. And so it really didn't take long once I found the right resources online that had those lists. There's so many websites available for small businesses in the area. So it's very easy to find the instructions, so to speak, to follow in order to get something like this done.
I suspect you have a business background because I think a person just starting out would say, this is too much, it's overwhelming, and yet you did it in a month. What's your business background, Abby?
Well, Sharon, I've retired from a fairly long corporate career. I've spent over 32 years in the technology industry, and I'm delighted to have had a great breadth of experience there, as well as having a master's in business before I started my career. So I have some background. But to be honest with you, you know, being your own business, you know, driving your own decisions, going from end to end of all the things that have to be done as a business owner, it's a very, you're exercising really different brain cells than living in a and succeeding in a large corporation where, you know, your responsibilities are fairly broad in many cases and deep in many cases, but it's not as broad as certainly as running your own business. So there are a lot of things I had to learn, and I was excited about that challenge. And that's one of the reasons why I was so delighted to jump in the way I did.
For the sake of any entrepreneurs who are listening who might want to do what you are doing, you mentioned your house had to be inspected and all these permits had to be in order. Did you have to, for example, get an industrial strength oven? Did you have to remodel your own home in order to meet these requirements?
That would have been a great excuse, Sharon, for investing in a new kitchen. So maybe I should have done it that way. But in fact, I was lucky to have a fairly new kitchen in my home that I put in about 3 years ago. So with that, I love cooking, and I always have. So I was delighted to be able to bring a new kitchen into my home. And it just so happens that that kitchen serves me very well for this particular enterprise.
For those who may have just tuned in, Abby says that she creates all of the toffee herself. My next question is, what happens if you get a huge order, Abby? I don't know what huge would be in your world with 16 cases. I'll make that number up. It's just you. And then another huge order comes through. How do you handle these hopefully unexpected but happening orders if it's just you?
I love your question because that gets to the issue of scaling a business.
Yes.
And that is a really huge a huge set of challenges. Part of that has to do with finding efficiencies in the process, finding the right tools that help ensure that there's less waste or more effective use of your time and skills. And part of it also is having a great network of friends who've offered to provide extra hands so turns out that I need that kind of help.
Yes. There's a book out called The E-Myth that talks about entrepreneurs and doing everything yourself. Did you design your own packaging? Is this a one-person shop from soup to nuts? Or what kind of help did your friends give you or associates?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. It gives me a chance to express how grateful I am for some of the fantastic help that I've received over the last the initiation stages of the business to the present day. I was particularly pleased to hire my sister, who is a very talented artist and graphics designer. And this is our first chance to really work together on a professional level. I explained to her what my brand intention was, and we went through several versions of what the labeling and logo could look like. And after three really tough weeks of going through it over and over again, we came up with what I'm proud to put on the label of each product right now. And part of the other thing was having the great fortune to have very talented friends who are in various fields of business. One in particular, Sue Ignato, who's a fantastically talented marketing strategist and consultant. She worked with me on developing that brand and trying to pull from me the things that really will be those differentiators in the market. And without her help, both on the conceptual elements of the brand as well as the testing of the visual identity of it, I'm not sure it would be what it is today. I had help from so many other friends, people who have their own businesses and who have contacts, for example, in the packaging industry or in the shipping industry or in this design and that design. And everyone is so eager to help. So I've been the great recipient of many, many talented and very talented people, but very terrific, very important and wonderful friends who've been part of this process all along. And family.
Give us your contact information, if you would, Abby, one more time.
Sure. It's www.sweetencreekcandy.com.
And that's W-E-E-T-E-N, Sweeten Creek.
Thank you. Yes, S-W-E-E-T-E-N. I've got to spell it every time.
Every time.
SweetenCreekCandy.com.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, let's hear some more about Sweeten Creek Candy.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Abby Zarkin, creator of Sweeten Creek Candy Company. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Abby Zarkin, creator of Sweeten Creek Candy Company. Abby, you mentioned that you sell your product to retailers. How can people find out who those retailers are?
Well, thank you for asking that question, Sharon. On my website, I have a page that identifies the gift shops, the museum stores, and the hotel gift shops that offer my product. And these are all clients whose customers appeal to the same kind of customers my product would appeal to, people who appreciate locally produced items, who appreciate luxury, who appreciate something special, like an indulgence, something they can treat themselves to or purchase as a gift for somebody else.
Perfect. That's how they can find those retailers of your product.
Absolutely.
Love it. Abby, what do you find fun about owning Sweeten Creek Candy Company?
Oh, so many things. Because it's a product that people really enjoy unless they have allergies or aversions to good sweets. But I offer tastings to family and friends. In fact, it's a home business, so my husband is terrific. He's my premier taster. He's been incredibly encouraging about all of this. But part of the fun is offering something that's a delight to eat and a delight to share. Even if I reject it from the batch that I'd package for sale, it's still delicious. So I always have goodies for people to enjoy. What's also fun is that I get to make all the decisions. You know, some of them are difficult ones and I weigh them carefully. Others are just so much fun. I just want to go and get it done. And I love being the one in charge of being meticulous over every little thing I do that presents my product to the public. So I take a great deal of time in everything, and no one else is rushing me. It's just me, and I get to decide how carefully things get done, and I just love that about it. But I've got to say, one of the most exciting things that I really longed for, and I'm really glad that I can achieve that, is in a corporate career, and maybe you remember this from your own days, Sharon, is that when you work in a corporation that has a global focus, you get to do things in community service locally. And I've always been lucky to have time to do that. But I've never before had a chance to really get involved in getting to know the local business owners as business owners. I know them maybe as a board member or as a committee member, but never working with them as a business owner. So it's been an absolute delight meeting local retail owners, working with them on the success of their enterprise as well as mine. They've been smart and creative and encouraging and very supportive, and it's been just such a delightful experience. I absolutely love that part of it.
I can hear the passion in your voice, Abby.
It's definitely there. Definitely there.
What do you see for the future of Sweeten Creek Candy Company?
Well, I'd love to say I have a dream about the company that it will take off in a way that I couldn't probably sustain if the orders came in today. But I do have plans to pursue scaling on a level that's beyond our local market, which is where I'm really focusing at these beginning stages. I'd love Sweeten Creek Candy to become a household word, and maybe someday it will be. You never know. We'll check it out. I've got some milestones. I've got my business plan, of course, and I've got some factors that I'm looking for success before deciding on how to scale it to the next level. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty confident. Right now, the signals have been really positive, and I'm encouraged, and it just feeds my energy and fuels that passion even further for success. So I'm in a really good place right now.
You can just hear it in your voice, Abby. Our time is up. I thank you so much for telling us about Sweeten Creek Candy Company. It sounds delicious. Thank you for all you do, Abby.
Thanks for having me, Sharon. I enjoyed it.
Pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today has been Abby Zarkin, creator of Sweeten Creek Candy Company. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.